Back, everybody. You are listening to the Monday edition of Straight Talk Money. And you know, there's another really good reason to sign up for the newsletter and get on the database, because you'll find out when we happen to be in your city having an event. And we do have a couple of events coming up here in the Houston area. That's going to be on Thursday, February 11th. We have a lunch and we have a dinner. Charles Sizemore is going to be joining us for both of those, as well as you're going to hear about some alternatives to investing that don't correlate with the stock market, but can possibly give you some really nice income. So if you're interested, make sure you go to straighttalkmoney.com and sign up today. As I said, I'm Peggy Tuck. I'm sitting in for Mike Robertson today. I've got Charles Sizemore joining me as well. And Charles, right before the break, of course, I was teasing the fact that we are going to talk about oil. The oil is almost like the Fed. You know, you almost have to talk about it because it's the huge topic of conversation going on right now.
Well, if you don't talk about it, it's the elephant in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Boone Pickens was on CNBC this morning. Always such a pleasure to hear from him. I mean, here's a man that I think knows oil, so you can have all the pontificators that there are out there. But he feels that oil bottomed probably around 26. It was 26 and some change. And that he feels that oil should be between $50 and $60 by the end of the year. He said, I guess historically, once oil bottoms out, it generally over a period of time will almost double itself. So do you think we've seen the bottom yet, or is that still yet to come?
Well, first I would say, you know, every crisis has the instant expert. You know, whenever there was the mortgage crisis, all these mortgage experts came crawling out from under rocks. I mean, where were these people leading up to the crisis? Yeah, who knows?
Right.
But, I mean, Pickens is clearly one of the guys that's been in this industry a long time. So when he talks, people do listen. I mean, this guy, if there is an oil expert out there, he'd certainly be one of them.
Right.
So I would take what he says very seriously. I would say this, though. Nobody knows exactly when it's going to bottom out. I agree that it's highly likely it's either bottomed out or close to bottoming out for a couple reasons. At current prices, nobody's really making money anymore, not even the Saudis. Now, I know one of the numbers thrown out is that the Saudis can, you know, they make money even at $10 a barrel. Well, sort of. I mean, they make a gross profit at $10 a barrel that they, you know, the Saudi oil company is able to turn out some small profit there, but the Saudis are not balancing their budget at that level by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
Saudis really need oil to be more like, you know, 30, 40, 50 bucks or higher. I mean, like they need it to be high just like everybody else. Now, there's some countries that are really close to just, you know, anarchy right now. I mean, Venezuela being one of them. Venezuela has very, very expensive oil to refine. It's very heavy, a lot of sulfur in it. So Venezuelan oil is much more expensive to refine than, say, you know, West Texas Intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
So if they need oil prices higher, or they're looking at, I mean, Venezuela could become a black hole pretty much. I mean, that's how bad it is over there. So really, there's nobody. I mean, the possible exception to the Russians, they seem to actually benefit. Not I won't say they benefit, but as the ruble continues to fall, even, you know, harder than the price of oil, they're able to kind of keep their little house of cards from falling for now. But even they are in a tough spot. So, yes, everybody is in agreement that oil needs to be higher or things are going to get really, really ugly really fast. So somebody is going to blink here, and it looks like we're awfully close to that.
Well, okay, so yesterday on Saudi – of course, it's Saudi-owned television, was a story about how Saudi Arabia actually wants to cooperate with the other oil producers and support the oil market. They're saying, of course, an unidentified Saudi source, but then another Dubai station said that it really was Russia that is saying this, that Russia, has said that OPEC has proposed oil production cuts of up to 5%. And, you know, Saudi's not necessarily saying that they've agreed to that. But, I mean, we have been hearing that it is hurting them. And so is it do you think it's, you know, possible that we are going to start seeing some production cuts?
I think it's very possible. I think it's very likely. If 5%, you think, well, 5%. I mean, that,
right.
What, you know, what, that's not a big deal, is it? No, it is. I mean, in these kind of markets, just a small percentage change can make a very big difference. Because remember, oil is priced at that last marginal barrel. It's that last drop of oil that drops into that last bucket. That's what determines the most recent price. And so cutting back by even 5% is a big number. Now, I would say this, well, we don't know if these are confirmed rumors or not.
Right.
It's Saudi state-owned TV. Do you think the Saudis are going to allow, you know, they keep a tight ship over there. They don't let things get released unless they want them released. They don't have a free press like we do. So I would say if they're leaking that, then that is probably legitimate. Now, does that mean there's a deal tomorrow?
Right.
Not necessarily, but these things do move. You know, you got to get all these guys in the same room. You got to get them to agree. You got to get egos in check and all that. And that all that takes a little bit of time. But remember, prices tend to anticipate fundamentals. So if the market starts seeing this and starts anticipating a deal, the price of oil will start rallying ahead of time. So, I mean, of course, then once it's announced, it should really pop. But I would say if a deal is in the works, you'll start seeing it. You'll start seeing the price of oil rise in anticipation.
Well, of course, Venezuela, as we spoke, you know, about, they're the ones, I mean, they're really getting hurt by all this. And they are actually proposing a February meeting. They want to have a meeting this month. OPEC has their real big meeting in June, but they're really hoping, you know, trying to get people to the table now and see what they can do about propping up those oil prices. So,
well, and I expect a deal before June. I mean, that's half a year away. And,
right.
You know, I don't think any of these guys want this to drag out that long. So whether or not there's an official meeting or if there's just some, you know, panicked phone calls or some, you know, clandestine meeting, I, you know, who knows? But I would anticipate something before June.
Well, you know, Boone was saying this morning that we're really, you know, there's all this talk about how we have way too much oil right now. He said we're really only about 1 million barrels in surplus, whereas I guess one of the other really big downturns, you know, that's happened in the past, because you can believe that he's seen quite a few of them, we were more like 15 million barrels. So, you know, he said other than the fact that it's costly to have this oil sitting out there on the tankers, you know, the oil itself is going to be fine, and that we're really not in as bad a shape as with this oversupply.
You know, that goes back to what we said a few minutes ago about even cutting supply by 5%. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't take that much at the margin. People talk, and remember, journalists talk in very colorful language. I've been guilty of it myself. Everything has to seem bigger and more grand and more, you know, it has to sound more urgent. But these markets, they don't have to be that oversupplied. I mean, oversupplied by a couple hundred thousand barrels is enough to move the price. So, that means prices can fall quickly, as we've seen. It means they can also rise very quickly.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have the opening bells. We've also got a listener question, and we're going to tell you about some of the other news and things that are happening today. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, where we bring you the wisdom